Thank you, Blessing and Jonga. Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Friday, April 19th, 2013. Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Sandra Nyaira.
And I'm Chris Gande.
Studio 7 is going out to you on 909 medium wave and on the 4930-5940 and 15455 shortwave frequencies.
On the internet, you can find us at www.studio7news.com or www.voazimbabwe.com.
Among our top stories this evening:
the MDC formation of Prime Minister Morgan Tsvangirai renews its call for Police Commissioner General Augustine Chihuri to quit his post, saying he would not be able to ensure forthcoming crucial general elections are peaceful.
Chihuri must resign. Chihuri has never been good for anyone, not even for ZANU-PF itself. That is why during the war they put him in detention for most of the war. He was actually in prison, in a ZANU-PF prison, because he was found to be no good. He can't be good in peacetime.
A South African High Court upholds a January court ruling stopping helicopters donated to the Zimbabwe Defence Forces from leaving the country.
According to South Africa's constitution, is that whenever military equipment is being delivered or military assistance is being given to any neighboring country, there needs to be a process to establish the human rights record of the country that is receiving this assistance.
And political parties push to register new voters ahead of crucial polls, but the MDC formations charge the process favors President Robert Mugabe's ZANU-PF party.
The MDC formation of Prime Minister Morgan Tsvangirai has renewed its calls for Police Commissioner General Augustine Chihuri to quit his post, saying he would not be able to ensure that the forthcoming crucial general elections are peaceful. Thomas Chiripasi has more details from Harare.
MDCT spokesman Douglas Mwanzora told Studio 7 that Police Commissioner General Augustine Chihuri will not be able to deal with issues of political violence ahead of fresh polls expected to be held sometime this year. Mwanzora says this is so because the police chief is partisan. Chihuri has openly declared that he is an apologist of President Robert Mugabe's ZANU-PF party, while Mr. Mugabe himself and some top officials of his party have said that there was nothing wrong with securocrats openly supporting political parties of their choice while still in office. The MDCT's demand follows calls by President Mugabe during independence celebrations yesterday for the police to ensure that there is peace during the forthcoming elections. Mr. Mugabe urged the police to arrest all perpetrators of political violence.
As we celebrate our 33rd Independence Day anniversary, let us take time to reflect on the need for full commitment to Zimbabwe and gear ourselves towards holding peaceful, harmonized elections this year. I urge all our people to replicate the peaceful and tranquil atmosphere that characterized our referendum and thus shun all forms of hate and violence.
However, Mwanzora says peace in the pending elections can only be achieved if Commissioner Chihuri resigned and is replaced with a non-partisan individual.
Chihuri must resign. Chihuri has never been good for anyone, not even for ZANU-PF itself. That is why during the war they put him in detention for most of the war. He was actually in prison, in a ZANU-PF prison, because he was found to be no good. He can't be good in peacetime. He is incompetent. He is partisan. He is clearly not the type of person that a commissioner of police should be made up of.
The MDCT says credible elections are critical for Zimbabwe at this stage after disputed polls of June 2008 forced President Mugabe to form a coalition with Mr. Tsvangirai. Mwanzora also took a swipe at ZANU-PF political commissar and the country's information minister, Webster Shamu, who told an independence rally at the National Sports Stadium yesterday that results of an election will not necessarily reflect who will lead the country. Shamu said Zimbabwe got its independence through the barrel of the gun, adding that former freedom fighters will not allow anyone without war credentials to lead the country. Mwanzora said such statements are tantamount to advocating for violence.
These were very irresponsible remarks by a minister of government. I think he was reading under the effects of whiskey, because he takes that quite a lot. And I hope that he was sober, that man. But these remarks were very, very sad remarks, because basically he was saying that the elections don't decide matters in Zimbabwe, that the elections are useless in Zimbabwe because Zimbabwe came through the barrel of the gun. For one to take power in Zimbabwe, they must shed blood. That is very, very irresponsible. And if it were in other countries, he should have resigned. But again, that shows the level of undermining of Mugabe that is now happening in ZANU-PF, the level of indiscipline within ZANU-PF.
Mwanzora urged the Southern African Development Community and the African Union as guarantors of the global political agreement to ensure that peace prevails in the country before, during, and after the elections.
SADC must state clearly that they will not countenance any violence in Zimbabwe, especially state-sponsored violence.
The MDCT is calling for international observers to be in the country at least 6 months before polls are conducted. But ZANU-PF is insisting that international observers from countries that imposed the sanctions on President Mugabe and some senior ZANU-PF officials will not be invited to monitor Zimbabwe's elections if those restrictive measures are not lifted. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Thomas Chiripasi.